96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's Attorney General is taking aim at several major online platforms, accusing them of running illegal sports betting in the state. Josh Call announced a lawsuit against companies including Robinhood, Coinbase, Kalshi, and Crypto.com, saying they allow bets outside Wisconsin's legal system. The companies have not fully responded. Wisconsin recently approved online sports betting, but only through tribal partnerships authorized by the governor. Lawmakers on both sides are reacting after Sarah Rodriguez suggested working on a state budget behind a curtain before being sworn in as governor. Some Democrats and Republicans say it raises concerns about secrecy, while her campaign says it's about early coordination, not the official budget process. Rodriguez says she wants to avoid division and move quickly on policies that help people. Others, including Governor Evers' office, say public input should remain a key part of building the budget. A long-running Wisconsin debate tradition is returning this year with a live broadcast ahead of the governor's race. The WBA Foundation will hold the debate October 9th at 7 p.m., with Milwaukee PBS producing and stations across the state airing it. Eligible candidates will be invited, and more details are expected soon. An announcement has poured out of UW-Eau Claire. Edwin Martini set to become chancellor at the school this summer. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approved his appointment, and he will take over on July 1st. Martini currently serves as provost at UW-Oshkosh and has held several leadership roles in higher education. School leaders say he brings a collaborative style and strong experience. Martini says he's excited to build on the university's momentum and connect with the campus community. Fire danger is very high across much of Wisconsin today, prompting a statewide pause on burn permits in DNR-protected areas. Officials say even though it rained recently, dry grass and leaves can dry out fast and catch fire in about an hour. Gusty winds and low humidity mean any fire could spread quickly. The DNR is asking people to hold off on burning and make sure any past fires are completely out. Four people arrested at Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds last month have been released. The group appeared in Dane County Court yesterday for their roles in the March break-in at the research facility where they took over 20 beagles and caused extensive damage. The judge said he understood their concern with the animals there, but ordered them not to enter Blue Mounds in the future. March's break-in was followed by another attempt this past weekend and resulted in more arrests. Ridgeland Farms is set to surrender its license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. And you may not have known his name, but a Green Bay musician's work is known around the world thanks to a short riff he composed decades ago that goes a little something like this. Beloved composer and influential UW Green Bay music professor Lovell Ives has died at the age of 97. Ives was one of the first jazz educators in the state and founded the jazz program at UWGB. He was a trumpet player in the Green Bay Packers band in the mid-50s and went on to direct the Packers band for 15 years. Go Pack Go! Wisconsin's Attorney General is taking aim at several major online platforms, accusing them of running illegal sports betting in the state. Josh Call announced a lawsuit against companies including Robinhood, Coinbase, Kalshi, and Crypto.com, saying they allow bets outside Wisconsin's legal system. The companies have not fully responded. Wisconsin recently approved online sports betting, but only through tribal partnerships authorized by the governor. Fire danger is very high across much of Wisconsin today, prompting a statewide pause on burn permits in DNR-protected areas. Officials say even though it rained recently, dry grass and leaves can dry out fast and catch fire in about an hour. Gusty winds and low humidity mean any fire could spread quickly. The DNR is asking people to hold off on burning and make sure any past fires are completely out. A long-running Wisconsin debate tradition is returning this year with a live broadcast ahead of the governor's race. The WBA Foundation will hold the debate October 9th at 7 p.m. with Milwaukee PBS producing and stations across the state airing it. And more details are expected soon. And you may not have known his name, but a Green Bay musician's work is known around the world thanks to a short riff he composed decades ago that goes a little something like this.
Go, Pat, go!
Beloved composer and influential UW Green Bay music professor Lovell Ives has died at the age of 97. Ives was one of the first jazz educators in the state and founded the jazz program at UWGB. He was a trumpet player in the Green Bay Packers band in the mid-50s and went on to direct the Packers band for 15 years. More news is available at civicmedia.us. With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's Attorney General is taking aim at several major online platforms, accusing them of running illegal sports betting in the state. Josh Call announced a lawsuit against companies including Robinhood, Coinbase, Kalshi, and Crypto.com, saying they allow bets outside Wisconsin's legal system. The companies have not fully responded. Wisconsin recently approved online sports betting, but only through tribal partnerships authorized by the governor. Lawmakers on both sides are reacting after Sarah Rodriguez suggested working on a state budget behind a curtain before being sworn in as governor. Some Democrats and Republicans say it raises concerns about secrecy, while her campaign says it's about early coordination, not the official budget process. Rodriguez says she wants to avoid division and move quickly on policies that help people. Others, including Governor Evers' office, say public input should remain a key part of building the budget. A long-running Wisconsin debate tradition is returning this year with a live broadcast ahead of the governor's race. The WBA Foundation will hold the debate October 9th at 7 p.m. with Milwaukee PBS producing and stations across the state airing it. Eligible candidates will be invited, and more details are expected soon. An announcement has poured out of UW-Eau Claire. Edwin Martini set to become chancellor at the school this summer. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents approved his appointment, and he will take over on July 1st. Martini currently serves as provost at UW-Oshkosh and has held several leadership roles in higher education. School leaders say he brings a collaborative style and strong experience. Martini says he's excited to build on the university's momentum and connect with the campus community. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. The crew coming off a 5-4 loss to the Tigers yesterday. Pat Murphy says the Brewers still missing guys like Jackson Chourio, Christian Yelich at bat.
Everybody's aware of where our injury situation is, and it's great to see the guys go out and compete and battle every time. And I mean, I think they can be proud of a lot of things they did today, but it didn't go our way.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have a new head coach. 41-year-old Taylor Jenkins takes over after 6 years as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. The NFL draft continues tonight. Did the Packers have any offers last night to trade up into the first round? Brian Gutekunst.
Not really. You know, again, we didn't really expect for that to happen. To get up into the first round was going to be quite expensive.
Wayne Larrivee.
You know, when you're picking day two, 52nd pick in the draft, it's hard because you just don't know who's going to be there.
That's Packers announcer Wayne Larrivee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A lingering shower early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight, a chilly night with lows in the mid-30s. The weekend looks rather nice. Partly sunny skies both days with highs in the mid-60s.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.